KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have fog and 46 degrees in Atlantic. National Weather Service says the patchy, dense fog over portions of west central and central Iowa will begin to dissipate after 9 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, drivers on the road should be alert for rapidly dropping visibility to below one quarter of a mile in some locations. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold a regular meeting tonight at the high school. During the 7:30 p.m. session in the Media Center, the board will discuss possibly adding more staff for the 2013-2014 school year. According to Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein, Washington Principal Elementary Principal Stacy Hornung believes an additional first-grade teacher and third-grade teacher would be needed for the elementary school due to the number of students coming into those classes next year. Amstein said also that assistance may be needed for English language learners of the high school and special education department, along with a school nurse for the Level 3 program. The board is expected to act tonight as well on volunteer coaches' contracts and any resignations to come before them. In other business, the Atlantic School Board will act on approving the 2013-2014 school lunch prices, seasonal and substitute teacher rates, and teacher recommendations for the 2013 summer school. The board will also receive an update on the Atlantic Middle School construction project from the district's contracted architectural firm. News time is 8:01.
Thinking about upgrading your phone? Well, stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and learn about all the great deals.
With Verizon's amazing lineup of smartphones, you'll be able to find a phone to fit any budget, like the brand new iPhone 5 for only $200. Have a family that wants smartphones? Not a problem. Now introducing the Share Everything plan. With unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a shareable pool of data to power up to 10 devices, capable devices may be used as a mobile hotspot at no additional cost. With 4G LTE, you can surf the internet and talk on your 4G phone at the same time. That means you can use your 4G phone to run your computer while you're talking to your mom.
4G is just right around the corner from my area, so make sure to stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call us at 243-3032 to get it set up with your new 4G phone and plan.
New 2-year activation required per phone. Upgrade, early termination fee, and other fees apply. Coverage details at EZW.com.
Members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton School District's Board of Education are set to meet this afternoon in Elkhorn during their 4 o'clock session in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school. The board will act on approving the resignation of the drill team and cheerleading coach. And during his report, Superintendent Dean Schnoes will discuss the purchase of a bus and another vehicle. And under new business on the agenda, the board will act on approving the fiscal year 2012 audit report, the 2013-2014 budget, and on the purchase of bus cameras. The meeting will adjourn after a closed session to discuss negotiations. The Audubon City Council is set to hold a regular meeting this evening, and during their 7 p.m. session at City Hall, the council will receive a water study report from JEO Consulting and act on a resolution ordering the publication of 2012 wages. The Audubon City Council is also expected to discuss Blue Zone's resolutions and other regular business matters. A new study says death rates in small rural hospitals are worse than in most hospitals. The study published in the Journal of American Medical Association notes that the death rate in remote hospitals got worse between 2002 and 2010. The death rate at other hospitals improved over that same period. Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Kansas, and Texas are the states with the most critical access hospitals. Nebraska has 65 of the smaller rural hospitals that qualify for special treatment from Medicare because they provide critical access to care. The study's lead author, Dr. Karen Joint, says it may be harder for rural hospitals to afford the latest technology and advancements that are helping other hospitals. Three Des Moines police officers have been treated for injuries after they suffered in a collision of two squad cars. Sergeant Jason Halifax said the crash occurred at about 1:40 Sunday morning. Halifax said one cruiser ran into the side of the other at the four-way stop. He said both cars were responding to a call of shots fired that came from an off-duty officer who was working at a convenience store. The officers have since been released from the hospital. Their names have not been disclosed. There are just 4 weeks to go before the scheduled last day of this year's Iowa General Assembly, but when lawmakers will actually pack up and leave the state capitol is anyone's guess. Issues like new education spending, property tax reductions, and Medicaid expansion remain unsolved, or rather unresolved. The projected state surplus of up to $800 million could be driving lawmakers to hold out for their priorities, and there's no election cycle this year that might motivate members to finish up and start campaigning. Many, like Republican Representative Walt Rogers of Cedar Falls, think negotiations will stretch past May the 3rd, and that's the last day that lawmakers receive expense payments. The drop-dead date for resolutions is June 30th because a budget must be in place before the new fiscal year begins on July the 1st. Well, if you know of someone who has committed a life-risking act of bravery, the state of Iowa wants to honor those Iowans who've gone above and beyond to help others. Jessica Laun, spokeswoman for the Iowa Department of Public Safety, says they're seeking stories about some of Iowa's great people for the Governor's Life Savings Award.
What we're looking for right now is nominations. We know that there are wonderful, generous, heroic things that are happening all over the state of Iowa, neighbors helping neighbors, and we want to hear about those stories.
Laun says there are four different categories that will be featuring awards.
We have the Life Saving with Valor Award, we have the Life Saving Award, and then we've got a Meritorious Award and an Outstanding Service Award. They're all wonderful, and they're all geared to really recognize the efforts of citizens that go above and beyond to help somebody who is in need.
Laun says nominees should meet certain criteria. The incident must have happened in Iowa between January 1st, 2012 and April 1st of this year. Also, they should not be professionals.
We have wonderful awards that are geared towards firefighters and law enforcement officers, doctors, you know, that sort of thing. And there's a time and a place to recognize those folks. But the Governor's Life Saving Awards is really meant for those average, everyday, ordinary citizens who went above and beyond and took extraordinary measures.
The awards will be presented at the Iowa State Fair in August. Laun says you can nominate someone online by visiting the Iowa Department of Public Safety's website. The deadline to enter is April 15th. Iowa artists are being invited to participate in the second annual Celebration of Iowa Agriculture Art Award. Jeff Morgan of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs said this is the second year for the contest.
Behind it is, Iowans have always been very proud. We have a proud, strong tradition of honoring our land through art. And last year's exhibition was a tremendous success, and it's really come a long ways. The artwork will be judged on innovation of concept and execution of contest theme and the aesthetic and technical quality of the work. And there are two divisions. There's an adult division and a youth division.
Morgan says there are cash prizes in both divisions, and this year's theme is cultivating change.
Eligible participants must be Iowa residents working in either two-dimensional or three-dimensional media, which could be film or video or installations of that nature, and all artwork must be original. Now, there are submission forms and additional requirements, including our artwork specifications, available at www.culturalaffairs.org or www.iowaagriculture.gov. And the deadline for submissions is July 1st.
He says last year's contest was well represented.
45 Iowa communities that were represented in the exhibition last year, Larry Mendenhall of Altoona and Erica Matsuyama of Ankeny were the winners last year, and we're very much looking forward to bringing this forward and taking a look at what the entries will be comprised of this year.
The winning artworks will be on display at the State Historical Museum of Iowa later this year. Elsewhere in state news, an Iowa woman hanged one of her boyfriend's three dogs in the garage and told police she killed the dog because it was old and sick. 28-year-old Sheena Cornwell was arrested Saturday evening after her boyfriend came home to discover the dog. Des Moines Police Officer Greg Catron said that Cornwell didn't seem to appear remorseful about killing Lily, who was a pit bull mix. Cornwell was released a few hours after her arrest, but her phone number was disconnected. She faces a charge of animal torture. Cornwell's boyfriend told police he wanted to get a restraining order against the woman. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher has died of a stroke. A former spokesman says that Thatcher died this morning at the age of 87. During 11 bruising years as prime minister, Thatcher transformed her country by a ruthless dedication to free markets, and she infuriated European allies. She retired from public engagements in 2002 following a series of small strokes and was only occasionally seen in the public since then. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth was sad to hear the news of the death of Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, as she was known. The palace said the Queen will be sending a private message of sympathy to the family. Prime Minister David Cameron also expressed sadness, saying, "We've lost a great leader, a great Prime Minister, and a great Briton." North Korea says it's suspending operations at a factory complex it's been jointly running with South Korea. The North is moving closer to severing its latest economic, or rather, its last economic link with its rival as tensions escalate. The decision by the North to pull out more than 53,000 North Korean workers would show that the destitute country is willing to hurt its own economy to display its anger with South Korea and the United States. Crews in Denver, North Carolina, have recovered the bodies of two children who were trapped when dirt fell on them while they were playing in a hole at a home on a construction site. Rescue workers have been searching since late Sunday afternoon for the 6-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy after one of their fathers called 911. Rescue people were on the scene within minutes but couldn't get to the children, who were trapped some 20 feet below a home that was being built. And President Obama pushes his gun control legislation with a visit today to Connecticut. Just last week, the state's governor signed into law widespread restrictions on firearms in response to December's elementary school shooting massacre. News time is 8:10.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Dish Radio Show, sponsored by the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer. We have a very special guest today. Please help me welcome Hopper the Kangaroo.
G'day, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, Hopper, as you very well know, Dish recently named their newest receiver after you.
After me?
Yes, it's called the Hopper. And let me tell you, they pull out all the stops when it comes to the features they packed into this one.
What kind of features, Mike?
Well, they doubled the amount of space to store your recorded information. They improved the software with better graphics and easy-to-read menus. They even went with magic remotes that can shoot through walls and doors.
Crikey, is there anything it can do?
Oh, I'm not done yet. You can also watch Dish anywhere from your smartphone, tablet, or your laptop computer. And the best part, they have it at the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer.
To find out more about the new Hopper, head on down to the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer today at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-3032.
Only available for playback and selected primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Dish anywhere requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Beatrice B. Albright, age 89 of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for B. Albright will be today at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dorothea Musfelt, age 88 of Manning, died Thursday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Dorothea Musfelt will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Darlene Meyer, age 92 of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Darlene Meyer will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Erna Lang, age 99 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Erna Lang will be today at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. LaVon Gailson, age 92 of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A funeral service for LaVon Gailson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Irma Nissen, age 84 of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A funeral service for Irma Nissen will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Paul Clifford, age 86 of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Funeral services for Paul Clifford will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sam Weiss, age 86 of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza. A funeral service for Sam Weiss will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Artis Mayberry, age 88 of Norfolk, Nebraska, died Tuesday at the Norfolk, Nebraska. The private memorial service for Doreen Mayberry will occur at a later date. Sean Scott Hockenberry, age 31 of Atlantic, died Sunday of natural causes. Services for Sean Hockenberry are currently pending. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Mary McCaffrey, age 93 of Manila, has died. Services for Mary McCaffrey are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.